Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, and there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got some really good stuff for you straight ahead. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is the chief economist at the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business. He is also a professor of economics, Temple University, formerly the chair of the business school there at Temple. And every month for the last 30-plus years, probably close to 35 or more maybe, Bill has been polling small business owners, asking them questions about how things are going in the economy every month. And he produces a report. He's got this thing down to a science. And we're the happy beneficiaries of that report every month. And he's been doing this with us now since the year 2000. That's a dedication that we appreciate very much. And he's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, Bill. Bill, do we have a tale of two cities here going on with Wall Street and Main Street? Is that... sometimes I wonder which movie I'm watching the wrong movie. What do you think?
Well,
have you seen what I'm seeing?
I guess it's a multiplex cinema here where we have more than one movie running at the same time. In some ways it looks like we are, feels like we are. First of all, the stock market, seems to be doing pretty well. You have to keep in mind, though, that it rebounded from really low levels. The second thing we have to keep in mind is that those profits that we're seeing reported, which, by the way, are fading out in this round, they're not quite as good as they were last quarter so far, were due basically to immense cost-cutting.
Comparables. So, this quarter compared to last a year ago when
exactly.
They did comparables, yeah.
So they look good, and people are tired of earning 0.1% and trillions of dollars in the money market funds, so they're willing to take some more risk. And they can't go into housing now. We've blown that one up. So
yep.
We kind of went from the 2000 stock market crash into the housing bubble. Now that bubble is gone. Now I guess we're going to go back to the stock market and run that one up. But if you look at the rest of the economy, the ISM reports are good, but that just means the big manufacturers are doing well, exporting, and also, of course, we are trying to build some inventory. In very simple terms, if you look at last year, consumers bought about 9 million cars, but we only manufactured 5 million, and the rest of it came out of inventory. So even if we're only buying around 10 or 11 million, which it looks like we are, a little bit better than last year at an annual rate, we're making them all this time, so that makes it look better.
So the pent-up demand and the inventory depletion and the pent-up demand, well, from just obsolescence and literally having, maybe nothing on the shelf, that's combining to give us a little bit of a surge
right,
in the economy,
exactly.
But it's not the kind of behavior, it's not the kind of activity that's making your folks, our folks, small business owners, feel like that we've turned the corner and we're off to the races.
Now, that's right. And we're not seeing it, down here on Main Street still. The report for March was that retail sales were up, pretty reasonably in March. But our people, when they compare the first quarter to the previous quarter, that is, we ask them to compare the last 3 months to the prior 3 months, we still have many, many, many more owners telling us that sales are headed down, or we're on a downtrend over that period rather than on an uptrend. And then, of course, that shows up in even worse profit trends. We have over 40 percentage points more saying profits, fell from fourth quarter to first quarter. Then said they increased. And, of course, you got to have profits if you're going to fund your capital spending and
right.
So on. So capital spending is – reports of actual capital spending are at 35-year lows, and plans are at 35-year lows, and it's just not exciting out there on Main Street right now.
Well, and it's still – it's still a mixed bag with regard to access to capital out there. What are you seeing for, and folks, as we go through our visit with Bill, we're going to go through these individual categories to give you an idea on what Bill's seeing out there. But from an overall standpoint, Bill, what are you looking at for the rest of this year?
Well, I think we'll recover, continue to grow a little bit, but I characterize it kind of as looking like the square root radical sign. You know,
that's exactly what we were all just thinking, Bill. Go ahead.
Right. The economy did rebound. We did have a V-shaped recovery, if you will, because you go back to the fourth quarter in 08, and then we're down 5.5%. The first quarter, we're down 6.5%. I mean, that's a huge, huge decline for a $14 trillion economy.
And now we're back up to, we had a good fourth quarter in 09. Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to come back, folks, after these messages. More reporting from our good friend, Dr. Bill Duckerberg, after these messages.
Mama, it's great.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Don't want to miss a minute of our opportunity, not a second of our opportunity, to talk to Dr. Bill Duckerberg, chief economist for the NFIB. Bill's survey of small business conditions is in front of me, and that's what we're talking about right now. Bill, you were telling us about you actually used the term V-shaped. My audience knows that I've described our recovery as an M-shaped recovery, and by the letter M rather than a U or V or W, and I'm saying that M stands for marathon, meaning we have to pace ourselves over a period of years, not quarters. But you're calling this, you used the term V a minute ago. And I'm curious about that. I don't see V at all.
Well, we already did the V. I mean, the economy fell remarkably far. We've almost never seen declines like that. So in the fourth quarter of 08 and the first quarter of last year, 09, you know, we were down huge amounts. I mean, the GDP loss was huge. So we kind of went in January, February, March, it was minus 6.5% growth. And by the fourth quarter last year, we're looking at much better growth, and 5% growth, a little over 5. So that is a huge recovery for the so-called battleship, trying to turn a battleship. That's a very sharp V. But now it's going to flatten out. That's why I call it the square root or the radical recovery, because we're going to flatten out now. The economy has huge headwinds still. We've got all the housing stuff that still isn't working. We have 10 to 15% of the housing stock actually vacant. We just built so many units, more than we have people to live in. We have consumers, although they've been paying off debt for almost a year now, which is almost unprecedented in our history, they still have a lot of it relative to their income.
Especially credit card debt.
Credit card debt is big.
There's going to be a resetting of credit card debt, the way some of these ARM loans for mortgages have been resetting.
Yeah. So speaking of that, we have that coming up this year. We have another round of kind of the 3 year ago presets now will be clicking in. So we're looking at a million to 2 million foreclosures. It's tough to be a spender if you're going through a foreclosure, and so it means consumer spending is not going to really be. And that's 70% of the economy, so that's going to be fairly flat.
Right.
Well, if the consumer's not spending, of course, then businesses aren't going to be spending as much on new equipment or trucks to deliver stuff to consumers that you don't have.
Right.
The whole thing, kind of lays out as having a huge headwind to get economic growth really started quickly, and then layer on top of that everything that Congress is threatening to do to the economy.
Right.
And
that's what's
depressed.
That's the biggest depressing factor, in my opinion, on small business, because it's not our nature to be negative. It's not our nature to not be optimistic about the future. But when you got a government that's trying to change the rules in such a way that makes it look like entrepreneurship is not going to be healthy in the future, that if we take risks, we're not going to be able to reap the benefits. That kind of behavior is very depressing on the small business community, Bill, as
yeah.
you know.
And things are, you know, from the government's point of view, things aren't very inclusive. I mean, if you want to bid on government contracts based on Obama's executive order, you can't do it if you're not a union organization.
Well, right.
You know, that's, you know, so they're barring tons and tons of non-unionized, which is most of the small business sector,
right,
non-unionized.
Exactly.
You know, we can't even
and
participate.
And that's a huge sector of the economy is the small business construction industry.
Yep. So
it's huge.
It's
so
really
that, those are the kinds of messages that are being telegraphed to the marketplace that is having a dampening effect. One of the things, that, Bill, and you know, everything in your report here is negative, is as far as I can see. So are you saying that, you know, if you listen to the talking heads on television, they're starting to say that the consumer's coming back and they're showing these other, you know, that the stock market's coming. Are you saying that the stock market is not a leading indicator as it has been in the past?
Well, it's a leading indicator. It turned up before we started really getting those good.
A year ago, it started turning up.
Yeah, good numbers in the manufacturing sector. So manufacturing bottomed in July of last year, and it's been growing ever since. And that's one of the four major indicators that the National Bureau of Economic Research looks at to decide when the bottom of the recession is hit.
Yeah.
The problem is that slightly more important than manufacturing output is employment. And, of course, that maybe have hit a bottom in February this year. It's a very uneven kind of a deal out there, and it's not clear that we're going to grow very fast, and that's the key. So, yeah, consumers are spending more, but that's up from a huge decline in spending.
It's all relative, isn't it? Bill,
one of the things,
small business owners know when to buy inventory, and they're going to try to get that whenever they can, and they're going to grow inventory as sales grows. But some growth opportunities take capital. What's the capital picture look like? Give us a quick hit on that, and we'll take a break, and then come back and finish it. What do you think?
Well, capital spending plans are way down, and profits are way down. So profits are a major source of capital.
Yep.
And I think the basic problem is that if your sales are so weak, then you're not going to make a capital expenditure. You're saving money still.
You're conserving funds. Do you think
the
loss of profitability for small business? Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on. I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to ask Bill about the impact of small business discounting on inflation after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us.
Still got to try.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB. That's NFIB.com, right, Bill?
Right.
And smallbus.org.
Org. Yeah.
Is your own website where they and either one of those, as well as our website, folks, you can find every month Bill's survey of small business conditions that he publishes and has been now publishing for since the 1970s. And so, folks, check that out. Bill, as we went to the break, I was thinking about all the discounting, I read your reports, and for months and months, for quarters now, small businesses, you've reported that more small businesses have cut costs than have raised costs. Or, I mean, cut prices than have raised prices.
Right. About 20 percentage points, which is phenomenal.
Month after month after month. And so my question to you is that assault on profitability in small business, is that part of the reason why inflation has remained low?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, inflation is defined as an increase in the average price level, and of course, we have more firms cutting their average prices. That's the question we ask them: average prices. So you don't see inflation, and the CPI numbers show that there was like 0.1% in the last report and 0% on the core, which excludes food and energy.
Mm-hmm.
So inflation is low, and so the Fed is right. The near-term prospects for inflation are very low. The question is, what are the consequences of doing another one of these really cheap interest rate deals for a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
Which is what they're kind of promising.
Like we began a decade or more ago that kind of helped get us into this problem.
Right. We did that with Greenspan, and we decided that was a bad idea. It's a bad idea again. So the question is, when will they be smart enough to pull us out? But also for our small business owners, I mean, the sales are always price times quantity, and of course they're reporting that weak sales are their problem, and they're reporting sales are declining. One reason their nominal sales are declining is they are cutting prices, so they might sell the same quantity of things but at a lower price, so sales
right.
are down, and that goes to
and
the bottom line.
And the reason they're doing it is for cash flow.
That's right, and you know, everybody's trying to get customers. It's called competition.
Yeah, but that cash flow is a big deal, Bill, as you know. I mean,
you bet.
That's the prime directive for a small business is
exactly.
cash flow. Because if you don't have cash flow, you can make profit if you can make payroll if you're not profitable, but you can't make payroll if you don't have cash flow.
Exactly.
Hey, Bill, capital acquisition. Is that still a mixed bag out there? I mean, the things I see demonstrate that the average going concern, meaning an established business, can get the money they need unless they're trying to build a commercial or a residential project or something. And, I mean, that's what I'm seeing, but I hear other people say that that's not the case. What do you think?
Well, you know, definitely loans are harder to get than they were in the last couple of years because in the last couple of years we didn't have any underwriting standards, so we gave loans out that we shouldn't have, and, of course, we're paying the price for that now
right.
with all the defaults and the – you know, on the commercial side and the other. We, you know, from 2003 to 2007, we built not only too many houses, but too many strip malls, too many restaurants, too many retail outlets, based on kind of no saving on the consumer, lots of spending. Then the consumer stopped, so we have too many of those things now. So cash flow is really tight because a lower level of consumer spending is being spread over too many of these firms.
Right.
And unfortunately, it means that, you know, unless the population starts spending and catches up with it, we're going to lose a few of them, unfortunately. But that's really what's going on. So most of the firms, about 70% of the firms in our study last December, were borrowing just for cash flow purposes. They weren't trying to expand the business or
right.
They're just
but
trying to survive.
Isn't that going to start changing?
Well, it'll start changing if we get some customers. That's
yeah.
the key.
What about unemployment? Isn't that going to be the big headwind for the next 12 to 24 months?
Oh, sure, at least 12 to 24 months. We need about 125,000 jobs a month just to keep up with population growth.
Yeah.
You know, my students
mm-hmm.
coming into the market and that stuff. If you want to get rid of the 8 million new unemployed from the recession, you need another 300,000 a month
right.
if you're going to do it in 3 years. So that means for the next 3 years, we need over 400,000 jobs
wow.
every month.
And there's nothing on the horizon that looks like it's going to create that,
no,
is there?
No, that looks like that's a real challenge.
So we're actually now looking maybe at 5 or 6 years.
Yeah,
it'll
be a while to get
yeah.
back to
it's,
where
it's,
we were.
Whatever recovery we have is going to feel more like a jobless recovery, isn't it?
Indeed.
And the mother of all jobless recoveries, I think.
Indeed.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today.
All right. Thank
As
you,
always.
Sir.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, what a great resource he is for us. We appreciate him very much. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.